98.9 WCLZ, live in our tiny little studios here in South Portland. We're going to take it all over to Southern Maine Community College tomorrow morning for the Dip and Dash for NRCM. We've done this for several years, and I'm talking with Jack Shapiro. You kind of have a dream job for CLZ listeners, and okay, maybe me. Like, I love that I'm a DJ, but when it comes down to it, how did you get into, you know, making your life's work about doing the right thing for the environment?
Yeah, well, I've been doing this work for 15 or 20 years. Worked a little bit in government, worked a little bit in organizing, and now work in state policy. And I agree with you, actually. You know, the chance to be able to make change and to affect how we're taking on this really big problem really is a dream job for me. And we have so much opportunity here in Maine. You know, Maine's a small state. And so, you know, where sometimes at the national level, people are talking past each other, you know, here in Maine,
it feels like we're capable of it.
we are. And I think the other thing that's different about Maine is that, you know, really across the state, people really share an environmental ethic. You know, people are connected to the environment, to our coasts and the ocean, to our woods, our lakes, you know, seeing wildlife. And so I think the, you know, that shared understanding of the need to protect and conserve what makes Maine special is something we can all unite around. So yeah, we've got a lot of opportunity coming into 2025. We're looking at accelerating our 100% clean energy goals as a state from 2050 up to 2040. Which
no
is
kidding.
Really exciting. You know, our clean energy policies in Maine are already saving Maine families and businesses about $20 million a year. And there's about 15,000 people that work in clean energy across Maine as of this year. So a lot to build on.
I'm talking with Jack Shapiro from NRCM. Can you tell me about the toolkits on the website? Because when you were coming in, I combed through the website. I looked at your bio. By the way, you can't be both a cat and dog person. I'm sorry. I'm going to die on that hill. But tell me about the toolkits that are offered on the NRCM. These are great ways to learn and sort of guide the future for any individual.
Yeah, I mean, one thing that we do, you know, we do a lot of work in Augusta at the State House and with state government. We also do a lot of work with our federal delegation around some of these policies as well, and how, you know, Maine's representatives are showing up in Washington, D.C., which is, you know, as important as ever. But it's also we also work with our members. You know, we have members in every legislative district in the whole state. And so it's really important that people, you know, who are passionate about an issue, who are passionate about climate or conservation or any of these other issues, you know, Maine's legislators are really accessible. You know, and I'm sure many people who are listening know who their legislators are. And if you don't, oftentimes their cell phone's on the website, on the Maine legislative website.
It's very direct.
So you really do have an opportunity to affect how these debates are going and really the results of them. And that's really something that people in Maine have the power to do more so than in other places. So it's a pretty cool place to be.
Jack, I'm so glad you dropped by today. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow on the beaches of Casco Bay as we dip and dash with NRCM.
Great to be here.
It's 98.9 WCLZ with Jack Shapiro from NRCM. We will dip and dash tomorrow morning.